Welcome to Motivation to Grow, the 5 to 10 minute segment to help you become the best version of yourself. And today's topic is how to be more attractive. That's huge. How to be more attractive. The truth is that we're always attracting all the time. Everything in our lives we have attracted. The people, the places, the job, the money, the lack thereof, or whatever we have attracted. The real question is, how do I attract more of what I say I want or more of what my higher self wants, right? Because the things that you say you want really are what your higher self would want. But for some reason, you have this energy that is attracting all of what you don't want. What is that energy about? Well, I was listening to Dr. Joe Dispenza's book, Evolve Your Brain, which I highly suggest you read or listen to if this topic interests you. But he talks about how we are addicted to our emotions because our emotions are like chemical reactions in our bodies. Literally, they are chemical reactions in our bodies. And so if we grow up in households in which the dominant emotions were fear, frustration, stress, anxiety, then we are quite used to those feelings and there's a comfort in those feelings. There's a comfort in those feelings. I know that might sound ridiculous, but it's the truth. And we see it all the time because when people feel comfortable with those feelings, they attract other people, places, events that will bring them those comfortable feelings. We usually call these people drama queens or drama kings, but those are the loud ones, right? The ones that are super loud about all of their woes. But we have a lot of silent drama queens and drama kings walking around. You might be one of them, right? So if you find yourself always attracting the same type of situation, the same type of person, the same type of job, or at least you have the same feelings at every job that you have, it's because you're addicted to the feelings that that job gives you. You're addicted to the feelings that this person gives you. You're addicted to the feelings that this type of event or whatever gives you. So how do I attract more of what I want? Well, what I say I want, rather, right? How do I attract more of what I say I want? Here's how you do it. You ready? Focus and meditation. And I can already hear you go, oh, God, meditation. I hate meditation. I understand that meditation may not be for everyone, but this is the most powerful tool. It just is. And because in meditation, you are working with your brain. You are transforming your brain. And your brain is responsible for all of these chemical reactions and emotions that are going through your body. So if you want to change those chemical reactions, you want to change those emotions, then you got to go through the brain. So you first ask yourself, okay, what do I want to attract into my life? So you might say, well, I want a partner, right? Okay, so what type of partner? Well, I want someone who's loyal. I want someone who is kind, and I want someone who is honest. Okay, great. So you want someone loyal, kind, and honest. Now, ask yourself, step one. Well, actually, step one was identifying what you want, right? Step two, what type of person would you need to become in order to attract someone who is loyal, kind, and honest? Well, you would have to become loyal, kind, and honest yourself because you attract who you are. The reason you attract who you are, again, is because you are unconsciously attracting someone who is helping you feel those feelings. You immediately are going to go for someone who is basically you, okay? You're going to go for someone else who is also addicted to the frustration, the stress, and the anxiety or whatever. So you say, okay, well, I need to be loyal, kind, and honest. And you might say, well, I think I am pretty loyal and I'm kind and I'm honest. And I hear you say that. However, are you loyal, kind, and honest with yourself? And I guarantee you that if you are not attractive, you're attracting disloyal people, dishonest people, and unkind people. You are being disloyal, dishonest, and unkind to yourself. And you might say, wait a minute, how can you possibly say that I'm being disloyal to myself or unkind to myself? Well, ask yourself this. If you've been attracting the same, let's just call him Bad Joe, into your life, right? How many times, I mean, at some point you had to have recognized a Bad Joe when you met a Bad Joe. So then why did you stay with Bad Joe? And no shade to anyone who's named Joe. I'm sorry. It's just the first name that came to my mind. Why are you staying with Bad Joe when you already see in the beginning that he's not good? He's not kind. He's not loyal. He's not honest. Will you tell yourself, well, I can't do anything better than him right now. Or I'm scared that if I don't have this relationship with Bad Joe, that I'm going to be worthless. Okay. Is that the truth? Is it the truth that you will be worthless if you're not with Bad Joe? Is it the truth that you cannot find anything better or will never find another a better person? There are no other people that are better than Bad Joe? No, those are lies you're telling yourself, being dishonest. So you stick around with Bad Joe, even though it feels on some level really sucky to be with Bad Joe, but remember, you're addicted to those feelings, but it's still a horrible feeling that you're putting yourself through this daily with him. When your higher self wants something better, your higher self wants love. And if your higher self wants love and you're refusing that and staying with this unloving person, you're being disloyal to yourself. You're being unkind to yourself. So what you do is you sit in meditation for 45 minutes to an hour, at least 45 minutes. You have to carve out that time. This is a commitment. And you say, okay, I'm going to visualize myself. I'm going to sit in this quiet, calm space wherever I can find it. I don't care if it's in your closet or your bathroom or whatever. And you say, I'm going to visualize who I would be if I were kind, loyal, and honest. How would I stand? How would I walk? What type of job would I have? What type of people would I attract in my life? How would I feel? That's the big one. How would I feel if I were kind, loyal, and honest? And you sit there and you focus on that feeling, on that visualization, that image of the better version of you. And your mind will wander. That's what happens in meditation. Totally normal. You just bring it back. Just keep bringing it back. Bring it back. Bring it back. You are transforming your brain when you do that. If you're working with the frontal lobe, which is like the conductor for your entire brain, it's responsible for focus, intention, reasoning. That's all in the frontal lobe. And when you sit there for 45 minutes to an hour daily and exercise that muscle, that brain muscle, you are changing it. And when you start to change your mind and the way you think, you know what happens. Your life starts to change. I guarantee you, I've done it. I'm still doing it. It's so powerful. You will begin to act like that person you visualize in your meditations. You will feel motivated to change. People will start to look at you and say, whoa, something's different about you. And it's going to be a good thing, not a bad thing, right? Then you'll start to see the people in your life change because you're putting out a different energy. It's amazing. Try it. Okay, my 10 minutes is practically up, but thank you so much for joining me. And I look forward to talking with you next time. You can find me on Instagram at Motivation to Write. You can find me on Facebook at Motivation to Write. And you can find me on Twitter at Ebony Haywood. Thank you so much for tuning in. Oh, and you can also visit Zazel.com and sign up for my newsletter. DM me and let me know your thoughts, or if you have any book suggestions or whatever. I'd love to hear from you. Okay, have a great week. Bye-bye.